Let's go down to the Geelong rooms. Jake Batrick has one of the superstars, not only of Geelong, but of the AFL itself.
I do. I've got Joel Selwood with me. Joel, a tough, solid win. I guess you didn't want it to be as close as that coming into the game.
Oh, no, we didn't worry about how close it was going to be. But we wanted to get the win tonight. We had a process that we're going to go about, and we got it done in the end. But very special win for the footy club with Andrew Mackie playing 250th tonight.
I guess last week wasn't the result you wanted either. You haven't spoken to Chris Scott yet. Do you feel like you got the result that you wanted, or is there a bit to work on?
Oh, we're not playing our footy that we actually really want to be playing just yet. But, you know, there's a lot of time left in this season, but we just got to make sure that when we go out there that we give a consistent effort. And, you know, that hasn't probably been there the last couple of weeks, but it was good to sort of play the way that we want to for longer tonight.
I'm going to throw it upstairs to Mark Reddings, Adam Papalia, Peter Bell and Luke McFarlane.
Joel, congratulations on the win. I thought it was really fitting, Harry Taylor and Lonergan chairing off Andrew Mackie. Just elaborate a bit more on the contribution Andrew Mackie has made to your football club.
Yeah, well, 15 years and you see what the player is on the ground, but the best way to sum him up is when the big game's there, you want him on your side. And he's probably not one of those names that you mention first, but in our locker room he is, because we know what we're going to get from him when we, you know, when he gets challenged or we need him in big moments. He'll be there, and sort of an unsung hero for many years for the Cats, and played through a great era where he's given us great... you know, just great time through there with a lot of other good players.
You look at the margin, 17 points. I reckon it was a pretty good Fremantle side tonight, Joel, so you always take the victory, but I think there was a bit to like about you guys just toughing it out as well.
Yeah, there is a lot for us to take out of tonight. I mean, we've still got a lot of young guys that are coming through at the moment, and these wins are really important, the ones where you're just, you know, it is really tough, and both sides not giving too much, and really important that we were able to finish on a number of occasions when we went forward, especially probably the last 40 minutes of the game.
Joel, Luke McFarlane here. We were making some comment about Fremantle's swarming defence tonight. It did look like, well, it did look reminiscent of what they have been capable of in the past. Did you feel that intensity was pretty high, particularly earlier in the game?
Yeah, well, glad you went out there, Luke. We've had that trouble in the past where it came out too quick, but probably the first quarter we let ourselves down a bit by, you know, just being too high in the ground. But after we sort of were able to put a bit of pressure on through that half back line, through our half forward line, they seemed to kick it back at Lockie Henderson, and, you know, Harry Taylor seemed to cut off a lot of balls on the night.
Joel, lots been made of the collaboration between you and Paddy in your short time together, but can you tell us roughly how he's helped your game? I mean, we know that you both get a ton of footy, but it's taken a bit of heat off you, I presume?
Oh, it just helps when you bring an A-grader into a footy club, and not only myself, but the other guys around us through that midfield, and especially going forward. Paddy's got some rare attributes in his game that we haven't had at the footy club before. I mean, Gary was pretty similar, but even Paddy's got speed that Gary didn't have, and you know, he's a special player. He'll, when he comes to the footy club, he wanted to make us better and we wanted to make him better. And at the moment, we're seeing some of that. We've just got to make sure that we take it out there every week.
Joel, courageous effort it was by Lockie Henderson to go back with the flight of the footy. Unfortunately, copped a heavy knock. What did you make of that incident and his effort to do that? And have you seen him yet down there in the rooms?
Yeah, we have seen him. Just sang the song with us, so that's a good sign.
Did he know all the words?
Not too sure. I didn't keep a close eye on him. But, you know, he's done it many a times this year. Yeah, he does have to be careful in doing it because, you know, we went a man down tonight, still with 40 minutes to go in the game. And, you know, he's courageous, but sometimes he's too courageous for his own good.
Joel, speaking of courageous, this is the first time in my memory that you've come to Perth and haven't had to go for the blood rule. It's been a rarity. You came away unscathed, I think. Is that right?
Came away unscathed and nearly unbooed too. So usually a couple of few of those from the beautiful people over here.
Joel, I just wanted to ask about Tom Ruggles' game. He's had the 22 possessions tonight. I thought he was very solid, some big strong tackles, and he seems to be a pretty hard player.
Yeah, he is. I mean, old-fashioned footballer. We got him from our own backyard. He played local Geelong Footy League and then come through our VFL system. And, you know, he's just found his way. He probably wasn't in our best 22 at the start of the year, but he's made his own position and he's held it for a long time now. So he's just got to keep putting performance out like that tonight.
And Corey Enright, 30 touches tonight, 12 marks. He's 43 years old. Is he ever going to slow down?
Oh, I'm not sure. I mean, we're going to miss him when he does eventually pull up stumps, but I don't know how he does it. He rocks up the training. He doesn't miss a training session. He's consistent in what he does, and, you know, he's just a great role model for, you know, not only our players at our footy club, but all those guys in their 30s that want to continue on.
Well, Joel Selwood, congratulations on the win. Enjoy the flight back.
Cheers, guys. Thanks, Sal.
Joel Selwood there from the Geelong Cats.
What about this game?